Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Pagans Tonight Radio Network, the voice of the pagan world. Pagans Tonight is sponsored by Witchschool.com, your anyone, anytime, anywhere magical education.
Hello, this is Reverend Stephanie Neal. The show is called The Witch's Way, and our subject tonight is what caused me to enter the magic of witchcraft. So I just want to add a little note here. We are currently experiencing a pretty bad thunderstorm, so if we go away, we will try to come back if we can. So with that said, let's get started under this these wonderful skies of lightning and rain. All right, so I'm going to first turn this over to our wonderful High Priestess, Reverend Lady Lily Green. So take it away, Lily.
Thank you. So what led me down to the path, and I know that everybody's path is going to be different, and mine is going to be really personal. So, because when I grew up Baptist, and when I was born in Ohio, my family was Baptist. Then we moved to the South, to Georgia, and that's when my parents weren't really religious. I was the one that felt like I had to go to Sunday school. I had to go to church on Sunday. It was, I had to do something, kind of like you have to go to school, you have to do this. Going to church was something that I felt like I had to do, but it never felt right. And I think the tipping point for me was when I was back in, when I was 16. I think I was 16 or 15 when I was in high school, and I had started working in a local emergency room. And I was learning to get my certified nursing assistant license and everything. And I just remember all the stuff that I saw as a teenager. I mean, some stuff is like really, really bad. I know with HIPAA, I don't know if I can go into a lot of details, but a lot of this stuff is very impressionable for a teenager that's still trying to find their identity, to try to find answers to a lot of stuff. And I just remember questioning why. Like, why did this happen? According to what I was taught in Sunday school, it was like, why was this going on? Why was this happening? And nothing was making sense for me at that time. The main person that helped me get onto to witchcraft was my sister. She was going through similar things. Similar thoughts and similar ideas. She's much older than I am, and she, when I was going through this transition, she had already decided that Taoism was calling to her, was her vibration. And coming from, you know, the Southern Baptist, I was like, what is this? So when she told me about it, I was like, okay, well, let me explore this a little bit more. So then I read, like, some of the books that she told me to read that really helped her, but still didn't feel right. But that one point opened my mind up to where there's like, okay, there's something more. There's something else out there. There's something else to keep looking for. And I think that it was, I forgot the name of the book. It's something like The Way of the Green Witch or a green witchcraft or something. I remember I picked it up at a bookstore, and as soon as I read it, like as soon as I started reading it, I read it cover to cover in like one night, and I was like, you know, bam, this is it. This is for me. So that's, and after, since then, you know, the rest is history. This is where I'm at. I devoured every book since then. So that's my story of how I landed on this path.
Hi, this is Reverend Mike Neal. I would say, listening to Lily, that I had a similar awakening and attraction. I, as a young guy and growing up, I always enjoyed being around plants, walking in the woods, camping out, and just being out there with nature. And although I had a similar early background in, you know, a Christian faith, it was sort of very, it wasn't geared towards nature. It wasn't geared towards all the other things that were created in the beginning, what the universe, what deity did, you know, to give us what we have today. So it was fulfilling, but not totally fulfilling. What I found fulfilling was being around nature, digging in the earth, planting things. So that was always an interest in mine. And then when I came across witchcraft, which is a very nature-based belief system, it really opened my eyes to realize that, yes, every living thing, you know, even, you know, the rocks and the stones, we always look at those as inanimate, but they are creations also. And so that was, it was like, it just was content to my mind. My mind said, oh, this feels right. And just like what Lily mentioned, there was a book that I read, The Cave of the Clam Bear, which was really a whole series of books by the author. But it basically was a fictional novelization of the original people that came and before what we would call civilization. And in all that, they recognized that there was this higher power, a deity. They referred to their god as, I think it was Dande. And they created a path of growth and inspiration, you know, whether it's the how the wheel came about and how fire was used and things like that. But that was sort of inbred, not inbred, but it was a part of their makeup that was brought forth as a discovery. And that's what I find so much about being involved with witchcraft, is that there's still so much from nature that has been discovered, but yet so much more to come that we haven't yet tapped into all that deity has created here on Earth and in the skies and in the universe. So, I mean, it goes far beyond just the Earth, but it's the natural rhythm of the universe that attracted me.
Hi, this is Reverend Elizabeth, and I have always been connected with the trees. Whenever we bought a house, situating the bed to the outside, I always needed a tree outside my window. So when I woke up, I would be able to see the tree, and even though at that point I was in Christianity, but it, I guess my soul was still drawn to the grounding of nature. After my divorce, I was free to explore the entire universe. And so it was more of a drawing of exploration. I was invited to a chakra exploration meetup, and my eyes were opened of the how we could manipulate energy with our thoughts and be able to send energy, which this was a total mind blower for me, was that I was able to send energy from the Atlanta area all the way to San Francisco to my girlfriend, who I missed immensely. And so that just like opened my eyes to, and my heart and my soul and my mind to a whole nother aspect. And so I went exploring different different things. And even when I started with the Karelian tradition, it's like I wasn't on the path of the clergy. My first meeting with Lady Stephanie was, I just want to learn Reiki. That's it. I just want to learn Reiki. But when I was exposed to different aspects, I went deeper and deeper and fell in love with it more and more, and being able to heal the earth, how I and my energy could heal the earth one thought at a time. And this journey continues to go, being exposed to different things and different thoughts and learning. And there's just so many aspects that I have yet to learn. And it is such an exciting adventure.
This is Reverend Stephanie Neal. It all started with me at a bar in Hawaii. And as I was talking to a couple women, I was 12 years old. The reason why I ended up in the bar is because it was an open-air bar that anybody could just walk up and get a drink. Now, I would always get the drink rum and coke. Now, a 12-year-old was not a rum and coke. In fact, it was a coke with a cherry in it, and they would tell me it's a rum and coke, and I believed it, so I was good. So anyway, when I was sitting there, these two women came up to me, and we talked several times over months, and then eventually they invited me to a meditation session, and then after that they asked me if I wanted to learn about becoming a sea priestess, and I don't remember them ever saying that they were Huna or if they were of the Hawaiian tradition, which I know the Huna is not of the Hawaiian tradition. I know that, yes, but I don't remember them ever saying that. But it was mostly about giving me activities and challenges related to exploring the consciousness through meditation and through nature, and mostly the ocean and everything inside the ocean and above the ocean and beside the ocean. And it was a fantastic journey, which I feel I still take to this day. And I really don't know what they saw in me at the time, or maybe they just saw possibly my precociousness of, you know, why is this 12-year-old in this bar in the first place? Whatever it was, I don't care. I was glad that it was a journey that I'll never forget. And then later in life, I found the Karelian tradition and loved every moment and still loving every moment, being a part of such a beautiful worldwide family of wonderful witches in every form and every approach that there is under the sun. And I guess I have always been an explorer, if there's any kind of tagline that is ever going to be placed on me, is an explorer, and mostly an explorer of consciousness. And then the next, I guess, would be a teacher, and anything I learn, I try my best to pass it on to other people. I don't feel I should, anything that I have or learn new, that I should just keep it to myself. I think anything metaphysical should always be shared with others so they can pass it on and they can teach it in their own way and even add more knowledge and to that particular subject. And so that particular subject grows and grows as time goes by. And I've always felt welcome in the Aquilian tradition. I've always felt welcome with anything dealing with metaphysical people. And yet I'm trying to say so much in just a few minutes here. Like all of us, I'm sure each one of us still has lots of nuance and definitely these three beautiful witches in every way has wisdom beyond their years. And that's, I think, somewhat of a natural part of being a witch, that just the wisdom that is almost a byproduct of a being, an alpha, theta being, that it just comes natural. And that's why more people than not love witches. More people than not look at witches as possibly that they can help them within their life, be it through the tarot cards or anything related to spiritual counseling, that they recognize, they see that spark of divineness in them, and that spark of divineness they're attracted to the concept of goddess and God, and or they may see witches as healers, and that's true too, because not every witch is the same flavor. There's all kinds of witches. Some are healers, some are spiritual counselors, some are teachers, some take care of the earth, some take care of the animals, and all of this, that there are other people that see this spark, even though they may not recognize or can identify that particular person as a witch, but they see that there is something different here. They see that they have a life and a presence that is truly divine and is ready and prepared to help a person along their way and help them in their way. So it's and plus witchcraft is so varied. There's so many subjects to learn about it that you never stop learning. Never. One time. Lady Crystal Highcrow said to me, because I asked, well, okay, so how long is it going to take to learn all of this? Tongue-in-cheek, basically, when I asked her. And then she said, just several lifetimes. And, of course, I said, oh, great, okay, all right. But that's the truth. Everybody doesn't learn everything in one lifetime. But yet, in essence, that's exciting too, because then now we recognize that we are eternal beings with no beginning or end, and just knowing that the possibilities of what witches can do, well, are in fact endless. So before this wonderful show closes for the night, because of these choppy weather out here right now, which is wonderful, I just want to close with that and thanking these beautiful witches that have been here tonight to share their wonderful wisdom and their amazing backgrounds. And this world is better for them, Like every witch, this world is better for every witch that lightly walks upon the grounds of Mother Gaia. Until next time, blessed be.